Welcome back. A long afternoon at Memorial Gym. Commodores fall to Florida, 94-69. We're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Kevin Stallings. That was kind of the old snowball getting rolling downhill, wasn't it?
Yeah, Joe, that wasn't a whole lot of fun. And, I sure apologize to our fans. I really didn't think it was a case of our guys not trying hard. I thought our guys tried hard, but I apologize to our fans that paid and came to watch that, and I sure appreciate the fans that were still there at the end. We've got some awfully loyal people, and for that we're very appreciative. But that wasn't we were fine at the beginning, and then they hit a couple threes on us and got their head up and they started beating us in transition, and they never looked back. They just kept making shots.
Yeah, King had kind of told us in the pregame. He said there's only a couple things we really need to focus on. That's getting back in transition and making sure they get out on the three-point shooters. And they just kind of combined with both of those during that streak in the first half, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And you know, it's interesting because coming into this game in league play, they were shooting 34% from three. And a guy that goes 7 for 8 was shooting – he was 4 for 18. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if he was due for a correction or if that's just bad luck for us, but it's hard to make 7 out of 8 when you're standing out there with nobody in the gym. So they made them. They made them and made us look bad. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to lose like that on your home court. But all we can do is continue to try to get better try to get some guys playing a little bit better that aren't playing very well right now, and hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later.
You brought Festus in early. He was very aggressive early on, got a couple of good baskets, and may have, in the grand scheme of things, may have had one of his better games today. What do you think?
Well, he played, he did a better job when he got the ball on offense, aside from the fact that he turned it over a few times. But I think that defensively he wasn't as good as we're accustomed to him being, so he had an okay day, but he ought to be able to be good like that when he gets the ball. And most days, I think he's coming to that. He was very good offensively the last couple of days in practice, and some of that showed up today. But again, it certainly isn't going to be enough for the 3 or 4 shots that he takes. Yeah. To overcome what we're up against right now.
What is it that Florida does so well offensively that makes it tough to find their shooters? I mean, they move the ball very well for one thing.
Yeah, they're a very good passing team. And then if you're late on the hedges, then when they set their ball screens, they turn corners and then they start moving the ball and they get you strung out. And again, when they're making them, they're very difficult to play. But we didn't do a good job defensively and they did a great job offensively. So it was a combination of them playing great and us playing very poorly.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Tough day for Vanderbilt as they fall to Florida today, 94-69. We continue with the coach. And you look at the line, I think A.J. played about 15 minutes, got about 4 points. And you kind of went, I noticed early in that second half, he played almost the first minute and then sat down for a while. Is he... just what was that about?
Well, you know, it's about a number of things. AJ spent Thursday in the student health.
Yeah.
He's been sick and tried to practice Friday, tried to practice Saturday, When we've already kind of gotten down or gotten badly outplayed in the first half, we come out at the start of the second half and there's a missed opportunity on one end, a missed opportunity on the other end. So if he's not feeling well enough to play well, then I need to get him out. If he does feel enough to play well and it's right. One of those things. I had a number of those today where just had to take guys out because – either they didn't box out or they weren't running back or whatever. You talk at halftime about how badly we're getting beat back in transition, and then you go out in the first two possessions before you really have a chance to be tired, you're getting beaten again.
Yeah.
And you know, at some point you have to take some guys out, and that's what we did.
Seems like George brought you another good effort tonight.
George was good, he brings energy, and we're going to have to continue to look for, you know, for more minutes for him, because he's, you know, he's outplaying a lot of the guys that he's playing behind right now, especially in the energy department, and so. We're gonna have to see if we can get him in there a little bit more.
What do you tell the guys after a game like this?
Well, that you got to learn, and you got to learn from this, but you know, Joe, some of it is very simple, some of it is not so simple, you always feel like it's within your control to keep somebody from shooting the ball the way they shot it today. You feel like defensively you need to be able to do a better job. And yet, if somebody's going to have a career shooting day against you, you know, it can be hard to win. And it's your job to prevent that. But we just got to, you know, we have guys that we're heavily dependent upon that need to play better than they're playing right now. And not just today, not just Tuesday, just in general. And it's certainly our job as coaches to help them, but you know, at some point we've got to get those guys playing better, and when we do, then I think that you know, we'll be a little better off because of it.
It doesn't get any easier, does it? Now you go on the road.
Now we go on the road, and you know, sometimes that can be a blessing, because you never know what goes on with a young team. Do they feel more pressure at home? Do they feel whatever, we're struggling, obviously, understatement, but all we can do is keep trying to help these guys get better, and our objective now is not any different than it was at the beginning of the season. Our goal is to be the best team we can be by the end of the season, and we got to keep trying to do the things that we can do to make that happen.
All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks.
For that, more after this.